figure that out. Fine.
Meanwhile.
Maybe the master controls that.
So you can see like the
extreme like a little girl
around the
floor. Yeah, there you go.
Damn it.
must be Luther doing anything.
Luther, you're false force fields.
I which one is faster, mine or Dave's?
You're just going from radical concert.
All right, fireball, Dave's.
Okay.
Fireball doesn't matter. It's fireball doesn't affect its speed, right? Because it blows up an area.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yours. Yeah.
But then it hits.
What we did last week, right?
Fireball.
Actually, you should hit both of ours. So it's a fireball.
Yeah. Everything goes off that.
Burning hands.
What?
Pretty much.
Can you get a burning hands?
No.
Not yet. I'm going to get a fire shield, but I can't afford it yet.
Manic spray.
Goes off.
So if you roll really high when it goes off, you have the option of trying to make this fall more powerful.
How high?
You'd have to roll...
Double?
Like...
50?
10 higher than your casting. So 50.
I got 14 on my to hit.
Okay, so that,
Who was he fireballing? Me again?
Mine. No, you're outside our force field now, thanks to Luther.
So you take the point.
Damn you, Luther.
So now it's your turn. So after you fireball, you slow down a little bit.
I shoot both of them.
Okay.
Mine's really fast.
They're creating decks for body, or body for decks.
Who knows? They're a special robot.
Damn, 10.
10, you have a 15 attack. You hit the one in front of you. So, normally, so you do 3 points, so you lose the hero point. You missed the other one. So actually you hit the other one. You hit the other one, but it glances off, and he slows down.
Just doing damage. You guys are fine, I say, telepathically.
Get us down there.
You're fine.
You know, the professor wants you down here. Why is your ambush bug colored green?
Yeah, it's just the one color they use.
Oh.
But ambush bug is green.
Yeah, I know it is. I was just... weirded out by the color inside the module. I thought you'd been coloring them in.
You weren't coloring them in the module.
But
it's
yeah,
a real ugly color green, too.
Well,
it's ambush bug.
Like the Hulk.
That's not ambush bug green.
Lime green. The Hulk.
He's a richer palette.
Yeah, it does look kind of like Kevin Winder with a crayon afterwards.
But now that I see the new powers to the right.
I did not.
And a kablam. New powers.
Well,
there's new powers we can buy?
No, these are...
Yeah, it's pretty close to the cover of ambush bug color.
No, I'm not going to let you buy reality check.
What's all that?
Tell when the GM's cheating and that kind of stuff.
You're cheating!
That's stupid. That is stupid. It would constantly be going off. Kevin makes up his own role.
What else is in there, though?
Dumbo. That's in the main book.
Okay.
Oh, listen to me.
Wait a minute.
You're cheating.
What about damage absorption?
Cheers, no win.
Yeah,
and winners never cheat. Wait, yes, they do.
All the time. Okay.
But if
so
cheaters never win, and winners sometimes cheat.
No, that's why cheaters never win and winners never cheat. If they win, by definition, they're not cheaters because they're winners.
Oh. Alright, so one of the two rows attack you.
I think the answer was that you can be a cheat. You can cheat without being a cheater.
Them.
You can't win
so
if you're a cheater.
True. C3PO.
No. If you win, that means you didn't cheat.
But cheaters never win.
Well, you got a 13,
right.
But you didn't do any damage.
But when you're sometimes cheat.
No. If you win,
so C3PO is 19.
No, if you win, you're not a cheater.
Meanwhile, Bob.
No.
He's much higher.
This is white. If you win.
No.
You should attack both the robots.
So...
I can't.
Alex.
Maybe I can.
Maximilian tried to hit you.
What?
I don't know. I don't know how this works.
The GM's age is that he could even resist me.
That's true.
Everyone can.
Wow.
You need to get enough time.
We would have been okay 10 years ago.
True.
Even 10 years ago.
I dodged.
He missed you. The other one tries to hit you.
Yeah,
R2 rolls over you.
R2.
6, 11, nope, not enough damage.
So I don't want a fireball mine, it might hurt me.
You don't take any fireball, do you?
Sure I do.
So R2 does
you
a lower point, which is 0.
Rolls over your foot. Kick it. Just push it over. You won't be able to get up.
You know, if you drop this force field, I could fireball Luther's computers instead, and we could see what he thought of that.
Ooh.
Well, as soon as I start hitting these people, the force field is going to get weaker and weaker. Does it say Ventrum?
Nope.
What is
it? And let me...
Okay. All the robots get faster. Oh, except for the beacon. Let's roll low.
I don't know. Probably not.
I will... I'll let you guys go first again. Meanwhile, so you...
Can
so the door opens. You walk in. It's a hallway. It's a big... it's a big ship. Lots of corridors.
Are there, like, computer panels where I can pass into the mainframe and get a map up?
I don't know.
Come on, it's got to
sure.
be right by the entrance. Always.
Yeah, always at the entrance.
Okay.
There's some kind of, like,
you are
a little panel. So go ahead and roll.
6.
Okay, so it's a friendly computer system.
Wow.
Easy to use. So, anyway, so what do you need to know?
It's all GUI.
Yeah.
I hate GUIs. I turn it off. No. What?
It's an Amiga.
Oh, I'll bring up a map of the place.
Okay.
So where are we? Look around. I look for any interesting places, like, you know, the main computer room, the
treasure room,
armory.
Sure,
treasure room.
That's right. You could take his armory and put it in our armory.
And the robot storage.
Peter Pan would be so pleased.
And, like, anything else, like a self-destruct button.
Peter Pan would pick a peck of pickles. Peter. Good.
So just read this part.
Alright. Oh, what's that?
Gives you a really dumb map of the
ship. That's a big bathroom, I think. Man, that's big.
He loves luxurious bathroom, man.
Wait, how big is the whole ship? It's like pretty big.
It is pretty big.
2 football fields long.
Freaking big bathroom.
What's 1 square? About 10 feet. Yeah,
that's great story.
A couple 100 feet.
That's like 40 by 40 bathrooms.
This is a little boy. It's a Luther-sized
little. Actually, no, 35 by 35.
What is there a bathroom?
It's huge.
He likes the coffee.
35 by 35 feet. Okay.
But isn't the ship, like, up like this now, so you just, like, fall through all the rooms?
It's an artificial gravity.
Oh, it's got artificial gravity that's sideways?
Yeah.
Wow.
He falls back, like, then goes up again.
The whole world went sideways when you got into the ship.
No, I'm not supposed to look at that.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Anything else on the? I can't bring up other stuff. Other than
like,
map, like you know,
something useful.
Yeah, something useful.
What?
I don't know. I checked the mainframe. See,
don't look at anything else but the L miles. Nope. Don't look at that.
Doomsday Plan Number 1 or something.
Conquest, world.
Well, they have quite a few plans.
Bug, ambush.
Anything to anything to narrow it down?
Like, you know, anything to do with time stream.
Oh, okay.
Does that say storage and fighting area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Droid storage. I don't know what droid storage is.
G-Droid.
G-Droid.
I don't know what that is.
G-R-Oid, fool.
G-R-Oid.
It's a big bathroom.
It's a very big bathroom.
Oh, I
see. That's an even bigger story.
But anyway,
Time stream plan.
So basically, what he needs to do is is going to be some kind of...
Let's go to the groin surgery.
The G-R-Oid?
The G-R-Oid.
Or the Gro-Id.
The Gro-Id?
Gro-Id.
Let's go to the Gro-Id.
Already got enough Id. Or the Gro-Id.
Okay, so it says here, Luther's plan. Exactly, 4:47 p.m., violent solar flares will set up a reaction that will send an amount of radiation to Earth sufficient to open up a pinhole in space-time continuum.
Ooh, pinhole.
Using a specially created space-time fabric altering device known as the flux capacitor.
The flux capacitor? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, well,
where's this DeLorean?
86. Is that up? 86?
I think so. So you tend to force open the pinhole and step outside of moment that is of the moment that is now. Once this happens, Luther will be able to move through time and space at will.
But only 88 miles per hour, right? He has to hit 88 miles per hour.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So that's the plan. Everyone knows now. While you're fighting, you all know, suddenly.
That would be player now.
Wait a
minute. Wait a minute? Wow, solar flare. So all I have to do is prevent just the solar flare or absorb all the radiation that's coming down.
Can't you do that?
Sure. I might explode afterwards, but...
So, yeah. Armed with only a parasol, I can stop it.
Alright, so...
I think we can move
the ship into there's still two robots.
The warehouse.
Shades the warehouse?
Yeah, this
shades
the warehouse. They're quite fast.
Okay.
But I don't think the shade will, you know, deter the radiation from coming down.
See? Warehouse?
Mm-hmm.
You can see the other two heroes, there's a force field around them.
Sure.
The ambush bug, fighting his robot. Ambush bug is yelling out that, you know, we got him last time. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah, okay. Let's see.
Oh, I know what we need to do. We need to fly the ship to the sun and prevent the solar flare.
So, what do I think our dex is these days?
You bet I can fly the ship.
Do I have any idea?
Get that power.
No, until you attack him.
You just got a whole ship. Do you realize that?
All right.
Just got a whole ship.
I'll attack the slower one.
Uh-huh.
And...
We can buy our own.
I'm going to make the perhaps
just got
inaccurate
ship.
Assumption that they're like trading strength
for?
Or body for
I'm going to sell it. I'm going to fly it.
So I'm going to do a flailing attack.
The question is,
okay.
Who's going to fly it, kid?
So that
you can fly it, right?
So
you have vehicle.
Plus four. What's
your line?
So now you have six.
But who's going to fly it, kid? You?
You bet. I'm not such a bad pilot.
17.
Versus 15, so you need a... 10 plus 7, 19.
So you
turn
me that.
You do 7 points.
Ooh.
Do you
like the
so actually,
no,
1 is
6.
You do 1 point.
I think he wants to avoid this.
But he takes it because he's too inefficient to absorb it.
They know better.
Okay.
Told you that's how we destroy him, 1 point at a time.
Keep speeding up on Bob.
Hey, Tony, is Wendy there?
Looks like my strategy is better just to try to roll high and hit them.
Well, good strategy. Try and roll high.
That's my strategy every week.
Okay, so, Gilmore, yeah. Your robot is fast.
Okay, no problem.
Beacon is, like, original speed.
My fireball has.
Okay,
so
I wasn't that big ahead. Oh, but that was 10 higher. So what does 10 higher give me?
So you got 19?
Yeah.
Make another roll. So this one also needs to be 5.
9.
So basically you're rolling the amount you got over versus your attack, which is 10. And you needed 12 to get a plus 1, basically.
Okay.
So if you're really high, you can get your attack up to like 20 or 30.
Okay. So that didn't do anything. Do I
still But it still goes off. So go ahead and roll and see if you do damage. That's just magic.
Ooh!
Now you blow it up. No.
Really.
11.
What?
11.
Oh, well. 11.
Hey, that was 4 dice.
It's a little warm now.
A little little warmer. Okay.
I'm probably hitting day two with these fireballs.
Oh, that's true.
He said he'd be unaffected.
Well, I might be affected now.
No, no, you're fine.
Okay.
Did his slow down?
Again.
His was already slow.
But did it slow further?
No.
I'm going to shoot both again.
Okay.
It's easier to shoot the one that he's already shot.
Yeah.
I roll a 10. Oh, double cell.
Oh. Doubles. Where are you up to?
Oh, 14.
Yeah, roll again.
Well, 26.
Okay, 26.
They're both dead. That's 29, isn't it?
Hey, they got RPs.
7 minus 12, 15. Oh, wait.
Try their dead bitch. Shut up.
Alright, so you roll 26. So it's either 31.
Isn't 26 10 more than I need? Oh, I get to roll again or something?
Yeah, that's only for magic.
Ooh, so magic special, huh?
Oh, great. Magic is like magic or something.
30 minus 12 is 18. He can absorb what he can, so he takes 9. He got 2. Yeah.
Heavily dead?
Nope. He's stunned.
How much did I take from each of them?
So you take 9 body from one.
You're going to trade body for
a force field? Force field. Force field blows. Forget, Shannon just shot him, making it easier.
Yeah. So you absorb 13 points.
13? Why not 50? Why? Why? Oh God, why? All right, 13 it is. So now I have a 2-point force field around us.
Well, turn it off.
Okay. And then Shannon slows down. Normal speed.
They're fine, see?
Okay, oh, then they attack.
One stun.
So once done, Shannon's attacks his...
Dodge.
Misses. Ha! C3PO and Bob are going to take out Darkblade.
Yeah, well, she's only a secretary. What do you expect?
Two of us going to take out the little girl.
Admin! Admin!
Oh, it's 86. Secretary.
Secretary.
Well, we used to call them admins starting at about 90.
Yeah, it's 86.
But it's still, when it's 89, still...
Okay, 3 points.
Oh, that's efficient. Right off.
And then nothing from the other one.
Okay. You took one hero point.
No.
You took 3 points. You're going to let him beat you up like a little girl?
I have invulnerability hit points. They're extra.
Oh, that's true.
I have no idea what that means.
Just to make them not as useful as they seem to be, I'm just pretending I can't buy those off.
Donald playing by his own rules.
Yep.
Okay, so... Okay, so the stun one doesn't get any faster. Because he was stunned. Everybody else got faster.
What?
Even faster.
But I just knocked them all down.
Yeah, well, no.
No, you only stunned one.
And the other one?
The other one, you just did a lot of damage. You didn't actually stun.
But I slowed him down.
Yeah, and then he got faster again.
Are they still slower than he was at the start of the round? Yes?
Oh no, the other one's fun too. So, wait, so they're both normal speed. Okay, so you're in the ship. What did you want to get?
Right storage.
We just looked at the plans last round.
Yeah.
For the
so. Kind of weird.
continuum transformation. Very mysterious and powerful.
Well, does he have blueprints or something? Maybe
this mystery is only exceeded by its power. Yeah. A flux capacitor. Oh, yeah, blueprints for a flux capacitor. Is it shaped like a...
The X? I don't know.
It's like
a Y.
It's a Y.
It's a Y.
Okay, yeah,
a
Y.
Yeah,
upside down Y.
Or something. Yeah, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I look at it. Can I memorize it so I can design it myself and do it? All right, you'll find out.
Control time.
Get help from
why don't you download it under the plot?
You're a genius now, aren't you?
I am a genius, that's true. Oh, I can download to a floppy.
But are you a super genius?
Supra?
There is
no. I'm a superhero and a genius.
Go ahead and roll.
Super genius.
You're the one who memorized it.
Not really. I'm just asking if I could.
Just look for it and destroy it.
Probably could.
Probably could, okay. I could find this. Yeah. Is it? Okay, so let's go. Is there inventory of all the stuff on the ship?
Sure.
Is it interesting? Like the flux capacitor? Or the continuum transfunctioner?
Stuff like that.
There is. Wow, continuum transfunctioner.
Discombobulated transmogrifier.
Is that your frappes on deep fat fry?
So, where are they located? We should go. No, we are. No, I'll just go.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you go to the storage area, I guess?
Yeah.
Did we mention...
I'm
so there's a groid storage...
I go down, but...
Oh, storage?
Yeah, sure. I don't see you trying to convince him at all.
Yeah, this is really passive-aggressive shit here, Professor.
Okay, so you go to the storage area with shelves and shelves of, weird gadgets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And like...
Start filling your pockets.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Various things.
I'm like a kid in
a
candy store.
And, toys and whatever.
I'd like to find a bridge where I can control the ship.
Except the whole thing's from the future,
okay.
And when we blow up the transfuncture, it will never have existed and all your stuff.
There must be other smaller ships on this ship that
you
can pilot down.
I'd prefer just to find the bridge of the ship and then
just the
ship itself and have it land in front of the way.
So you go over to the
pocket.
So...
Lateral damage.
Property damage is no big deal.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'll go look through the toys.
Okay.
Ooh!
Is there anything in particular you want?
Is the actual flux capacitor here?
Oh, no. No, I cut that downstairs.
Damn.
You see the shelf for the flux capacitor? It's empty.
No.
There's a little label. That's capacitor. And you can see where there's no dust in that little area.
I see the robot
you hear in a Y shape.
You hear a scream from above.
And the camera angle's right over you as
you're
doing it. You're heading back.
Meanwhile, so dark plane.
They're both really, really, really fast now.
Yep.
Oh well.
Unimaginably almost.
I'll try to hit the. I'll try to hit the wounded.
I can imagine quite a bit, I think. Underline, see? Man.
So you need a 17.
17? When is the last 17?
No. 2-0.
Nope.
How about bugs? Why did it have to be bugs?
Funny.
Because the line is snakes.
Okay. So,
there were rats, Dad.
John.
Rats?
Yeah.
So both yours and Beacon's are normal speed.
Right. So I should be able to throw a fireball right through the shield now, right?
Two shield, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to fireball Luther's computer.
Ooh.
If I catch Luther, all the better.
Okay.
Well, I'm really aiming for his computer. I want to scorch the whole thing to high hell.
Go ahead and roll. See if it goes
on. Well, all the monitors. That's what you do in the 80s. Can't see what he's typing.
Goes off. 13.
Okay. So it goes through his force field. Unfortunately, Luther has another force field.
But I was really aiming for the computer.
That's true. So there is a force field... basically up over his half of the room. I'll show you the map now.
Got it.
Aha!
So there's a force field right here. Luther's on this side, and you guys are over on this
wow,
side.
Wow, really thick Promethean wall.
Yeah.
Really thick Promethean wall.
I just tried nice. Fireball of
OVR 040 excellent.
And I hit a force field right here.
Hey, you know you're not going to get through that.
40-point force 40. Field.
Play knowledge. Aha! I think Boston would come in.
Huh?
They make incredibly tough proving your wall. Luther's no joke. Yeah.
What is it?
There's
a covering of balsa wood
over
on top
incredibly
of the game wall.
wall.
That's pretty funny.
Luther's little joke. So I had a fireball go against the force field on Luther's side of the room.
Okay.
But I shot through your shitty thing.
So there's a robot against him, and a robot against him.
Oh my god, half a robot!
Yeah, they're almost dead, right?
One of them's almost dead. Yours is almost dead.
That's one with the bad
one there. Aren't they stunned?
Hey, what are you trying to push on
they
us?
They were stunned.
They're not fast.
Hey, what are you trying to push on us? Going with bad motivator.
I do 7. God damn it.
Okay. 7 hits and spell points each. Deacon's goes down because he's out of a hero point.
Oh. These are fine.
Yours takes 3 points of damage. Oh! He screams in terror.
What are you worried about? He can figure himself. They're superheroes.
But there's things to shoot and I can't shoot at them.
So invent something!
I'll shoot Will.
So you're up in the cockpit.
Okay.
It's, you know. Like a Virgin Enterprise. So.
Oh!
You gonna land?
Yeah.
Sit on the captain's ship.
Make a vehicle. I think I give you vehicles, everything. This will be vehicles, like spacecraft.
I said, who's gonna fly? Can you?
Go ahead and roll.
Are you gonna land it right on the warehouse here?
Yeah, so I'm gonna land it right on top of the warehouse.
On top of the warehouse?
And probably squish it.
Yeah, since now my plan of knowledge knows that those walls are Promethean. twice my vehicle?
Yeah.
16.
16.
You're careening into outer space.
Right, so you get it moving, and it heads down.
Oh, good.
So it should land next round. Okay. Meanwhile, you're still looking through the storage area. Right?
Checking out the, any cool, like, weapons, armor, or, like, other devices, miscellaneous devices, like, something with a
set items.
Yeah, set items. Are there complete sets or something? I think that. Anything that matches my class? Superhero set.
Well, we want something. Now's the time.
Name it. It's there.
Name it. This whole, you'll have to pay for it.
Risk communicator. That's what I want.
You're a risk communicator.
What I want is what they want. Risk communicators. Day by day. That's a day to day.
So you have a bunch of different communicators.
Day to day. Alright. I'm going to have to pay for them though. Damn it.
Well, someone's going to have to pay for them. In terms of hero points.
I assume I
did not. This is already built.
We're blowing my aid or whatever.
You did. You hurt mine, so it screams in fear and terror.
Yeah.
I got risk communicators.
So your body's a plus 15.
You've just found risk communicators?
Oh, you move to storage. Point just, well, can I say whatever you want, name it. Risk communicators. Great, huh?
How about flight boots?
I can fly.
I'm afraid of flying now.
How about a personal wrist shield.
Don't be too greedy, because we have to pay for them.
You still have to pay for them a hero point.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
then, you know, can't get a continual trophy voucher and just for the universe?
Well, that's cool, bro. I want Steph. What do I want? What do I want?
Tell me, because I'll know. Telepathically.
Right.
Okay.
What do people want?
I want ground. Nice, soft, comfortable ground.
Okay, 2-3-PO tries to kill you.
Daddy's
got you. Now I have a 27 dex.
Holy shit.
Let's
have a 20 defense.
Actually, difficult. Yeah, well, there's trivial.
so
which one of the following did not discover or explore parts of the present-day U.S.? Arizano, Bruce, DeSoto, Cardenas. List these
teleconferences
according to when they first aired, earliest to most recent. Seinfeld, Roseanne, Murder, She Wrote.
The other one.
To quote, Thomas Hobbes once said, the first and fundamental law of nature is to seek blank and follow it. Peace, conflict, power.
Yeah, that's a pretty good trivia question.
I think they're crappy. They're
see, what?
Opaque.
No.
The one I didn't read, I could answer. Anyone who knows what art or Murder, She Wrote, Roseanne, and Seinfeld came out and needs a lie.
I know that.
Whatever.
And I don't even have a television.
What are they? Which one was first?
I'm not sure Murder, She Wrote, or Roseanne was first. Probably Murder, She Wrote, Roseanne, then Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're all pathetic.
Wow. Well, but we don't know when it came out. It's not the order.
84, 88.
And what was the Explorers one?
Which explorer did not discover parts of the present-day U.S.?
Discover?
Yeah.
Okay.
Discover in quotes.
Okay.
Our explorer. Verrazano,
yes.
Bruce, DeSoto, Cardenas.
I haven't heard of the last one.
Bruce! It's Bruce!
I would say Bruce, but...
Yeah, I would say Bruce. James Bruce explored East Africa and the Nile. Not America.
Wait, what are you going to thank James Bruce?
I know it's some guy named Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, those are all last names, so...
I
don't know who the last guy was.
Who wants a powered item? Who wants a powered item?
Powered item.
I don't want any powered items.
You can get an artifact. Magical artifact.
What's an artifact?
I can go
hey,
down.
Is the Ark here? The Ark.
The Ark of the Covenant. I want a spiffy
dress. Yeah,
spiffy dress I can use for a uniform.
He doesn't collect, like, magical artifacts.
He doesn't?
Yeah.
Science, everything.
Science.
Yeah, but you collect the artifacts as, you know, furniture and stuff, right? You can sit on the Ark and put stuff in it.
No, no. He doesn't really do that. I found these things.
Challenging and entertaining games you are ever likely to play.
Well, ever?
Likely.
Ever. Anyone want anything? I got my wrist communicators. So I don't know too much. We won't have telepathy all
I want a cool
all
outfit.
The time.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
cool outfit.
And maybe I'll do something cool later. Your turn.
My turn.
Oh, yeah, maybe I want a protective super.
I need huge numbers to hit anybody.
Do you have one?
Two big robots. So the force field went down around the close
to the rain now, aren't they? Yeah.
But when you protect it, do you have shield power?
Oh.
Yeah.
So is one of the ones they're fighting all wounded and stuff? Yeah. There's only one left that they're fighting.
I'm
getting you up on that. Can you up on Max?
Sounds like I could go take Max out.
Did you take out your ship?
No. But I can't hit them.
So, you know, just maybe I'll leave these over to someone else. We've done
awesome. I'll hit the wounded one.
So you're the one you wounded.
Yeah, my wounded one.
You can't hit yours. I don't know why you're bothering.
17.
Hit ours.
17.
2-0.
You hit it.
But you did hit it.
Neither knee
down. No.
Ours slowed down when we gave it a blind sea buff.
That's true. And there's a clue there somewhere. So, your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
How's it my turn? What's ultravision?
Pretty sure it's
see in the dark.
Yeah.
Can you also see invisible people?
No.
Yeah.
Well,
you can try. It's an opposed rule.
So I can fireball both the Donalds and Donald again?
Yeah, because they're like
X-rayed.
Yeah, I'll do that.
See through things.
Come on, man. X-ray vision.
Goes off?
Almost all the vision powers can help you see invisible people if you roll high enough.
Yeah.
17.
Wow. Okay.
That's for Donald, too.
So for Donald, too.
Yeah, Donald, too, and Donald.
Oh, and that's right.
Donald's two and Donald, too.
So Donald is... 5... You take 3 points for the fireball.
Damn it.
And the other two are washed in flames, and then they slow down.
I want a blue.
I want X-ray vision goggles.
Okay.
And a suit that protects me from physical damage a little bit.
Okay.
You're going to
be purple and green, right?
I want it, and I want it bleachable.
So he gets Lexa their purple and green power suit.
Alright.
How he's going to explain that back in normal continuity where I don't even know if there's a Luthor because there's no Superman,
there's
I don't
a
know.
There's a Luthor.
There's a Luthor.
But he doesn't use a purple and green suit, does he? He's post-crisis, yeah?
Usually, yes.
Well, and all the stuff here is purple and green.
Well, yeah. Got a match.
Accessorize. How about the wrist communicator?
It's all Skrull stuff.
They're purple with like a
green
element.
Yeah, that's not
he
bad.
He has a Skrull, doesn't he?
No.
Skrulls are scoop or super Skrull.
The Skrulls are green, but the Impossible Man was green and
I thought the Skrulls were green.
So there's one attacking John and two attacking her.
I shoot all three of them.
Okay.
I put them all down.
Well, there's a 9. That's good.
Another 9 in your set.
Yeah.
1 in 10 chance.
Ooh.
0 chance.
Okay,
that's
0, 19, which is plus
9,
24.
She should hit down too, that's what I did. You guys all need fire resistance.
It's a B minus 2.
I figured you had to be fire resistant. You had like those flaming clothes.
It was part of my original character concept, but there weren't points to go around for it.
Mm. You just nullified her cold flame. Now she's naked.
Oh, he goes down anyways.
That must have been mine that went down.
Yours goes down. There's only one left. Only 3 POs left. Oh, the one fighting Ambush Bug.
Yeah, well, we're kind of ignoring that one. One lives, one dies.
Yeah.
Too many. Okay. Meanwhile, there you go. Oh, the last one goes? So it tries to hit you.
Dodge.
Ha, he says.
Yeah, these suck. Never hit me.
Oh, well. Meanwhile, back in the ship.
So I have to pick out, like, a suit and x-ray goggles. And I think that's it from Pick. Anyone else in the shopping list?
I don't think I need anything.
Oh, I see any spell books. Grab one.
I'll get spell books.
Okay, make a roll.
I'd especially like a spellbook with fire shield in it.
Fire shield?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you have fire shield.
No, I'm...
Make another roll?
It's one I'm going to buy next week.
I see.
Didn't get that one, whatever that was. Sorry, no x-ray goggles.
What?
He
said there was everything.
Well,
yeah, there is. He just didn't find it.
Well, all right, so not x-ray vision. Is there true sight goggles?
No, you found x-ray goggles.
Oh, but this is not very good.
It's not very good.
They suck.
I don't know. I'll try them off. It looked okay, right?
Yeah, you see through things.
Like a paper.
When you hold it up to the light.
Exactly.
What? <Yep. I'm laughs>
You were.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, meanwhile the ship lands on top of the warehouse.
Does it land gently?
Does it crush the warehouse?
Does it land gently?
No, it's Promethean walls.
Yeah, but the ship is...
You all hear, big settling thing on top.
Okay.
A settling?
The crowd yells and screams and runs away.
You don't care?
No, I don't think so.
It wasn't a very graceful landing.
Make another roll.
Damn you! I think.
Yeah, you.
Okay. Come on, shoot.
Yeah, it would be cool.
You can re-roll that.
There
we go. Yeah, you
could.
You
got luck.
I got luck. I can re-roll that. Twice.
So it settles.
Okay.
I think I'll use my luck to read all that.
Just being
so that might be important later on. Probably not, though.
Probably not. No, I won't. It is below the average. It's very in my
friend. And you want it, wasn't it? That's it, right?
I wanted a suit.
A suit and goggles, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
You
so,
want flight boots, I say? Flight boots?
No!
It might be better if you did the flying.
Oh, yeah. Somebody had a teleportation circlet.
We take all the powers in the book. Every single power. Okay.
You can't take me.
Possibly. Actually, no, you could have paid for them all.
That's true. You have to pay for them.
How many gadgets?
That'll be expensive.
Okay, so you defeat the last two robots.
Okay.
I wasn't planning to defeat ambush bugs myself.
But it goes down for some reason.
It loses the will to fight.
You teleport behind that force field and
turn it off.
Hit Lex Luthor in the head.
Me?
Yes. Is there some other teleporter here? Or other Lex Luthor, that one.
Right.
He said, take him down. He's a real one.
Take me down.
Turn the force field off.
Alright. So you teleport and hits Luther. Luther turns around. You will die for this.
You will die for this. I will die for this.
You shut up.
Don't dare turn down my force field to let these heroes in.
I'm going to try to suck the force field, which I'm going to fail, but...
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
What else would I be doing? Oh, can I do my, like, whatever, plus shot or whatever?
Yeah,
can I do a critical blow on the...
Devastating.
Devastating attack on the force field to try to get through it?
Sure.
Didn't roll up twice.
You still need 24.
I rolled a 17.
I could roll a 24.
Well, he needs a 24.
Yeah,
he
needs a lot more than that. He needs a 48.
Nope.
Ow.
Okay. You have to go up the force field. So you climb down, right?
Go through the Promethean wall. It's easier, actually.
Actually, the walls are balsa wood.
That's true, balsa wood.
It's true. I try to go through one of the balsa wood walls.
Yeah. Fly at it! At a million miles an hour!
That's a little grease on the wall, Dodge.
We know it's balsa over Promethean.
Yeah, it's probably still not as tough as the horse shield.
Why not? It's 25. You just saw it.
I can get through 25 easy.
Like what else do you want, heroes? You're too late! The solar flare arrives.
Well, yes, but
I look at my
47 yet.
Apparently, your watch is wrong.
Wow, that was a really long fight.
Long fight.
But our plan is already kaput because they have destroyed our flux capacitor.
What? He goes and checks the instruments.
I try to get through again.
Jitterbug, come out here, teleport me inside the damn force field.
Okay, well, can you do that?
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can usually teleport people. See if you can go through a force field. It's a heroic effort.
Oh, wait.
Whoa.
Better
again than you do it. And 13. 12 and
13
is 25.
Yeah, but I needed 24. You needed more.
48.
Oh.
Actually, send the other Luther through so he can throw a fireball at the control panel.
Okay.
But I could fly at it and do a devastating attack.
Alright, so Anishbug pops up next to you. This Luther?
That one there.
No, the other one.
Well,
no,
wait, teleport
no.
The other one out.
Yeah,
well, that would work.
Yeah.
Teleport me and back him out.
Yeah.
Alright. Then I can prepare to take over the
We're too late. The flux capacitor's gone.
So he teleports in with you. And so one action. What are you going to do?
I bounced off.
Yeah.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
Harder this time.
Harder.
I guess
longer. Can I fly at it and do a devastating attack? And bolt myself?
Possibly. Sure.
Okay.
I didn't really got to read the full rules.
How the hell does that work?
No, it doesn't work. I think it was really lenient the first time.
Should be a little grease spot.
Okay. Or does that... Does the flight only replace my dex? Or does it replace my strength?
It's the EV of the charge and the attacker's body. Okay, so you automatically take a... You would automatically take 8 points damage.
I can take 8 points.
Your flight minus your body.
Sealed system doesn't help with that?
No, not when you're hitting someone.
Fair enough. Okay, so...
That's
so, I would take 8 points of damage, which wouldn't knock me out or anything.
Yeah, it'll make your attack
20-20?
It's actually your dex, and then...
Alright, so it would be 12-20, and then I could do a devastating attack.
Sure.
Which would make it 32.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
That's only 8 less.
I'll squash myself.
So I think you need...
so I need a
17.
18
to do 0.
All right. And I need to do 40 points of damage to get through?
Yeah.
No, I mean, just you yourself go through, you just need a 19.
Yeah, do it. You can do it.
I need to do this when I rolled the 25.
You can use hero points.
Yeah, boost it up.
Ow.
Ow.
Okay, fine.
I'll luck that roll.
No, you can't do that. Only she was going to die or something.
Oh, okay.
I could do it again and use my invulnerability.
Just use hero points for the attack. To boost it up. Then you only like 12.
Meanwhile, what are you going to do?
Then what are you going to do when you get through the girl?
Get pulsed by Luthor.
He's not.
I get out of the ship.
Okay, so you climb down.
The warehouse, see if I can get in.
Okay, so you climb down. I'll just say you...
Fall to your death.
I'll say you're climbing down the stairs and you enter the room.
Don't look down.
On this rack thing.
Don't look down.
So you're in the other side.
I fireball the computers.
Okay. Make a roll.
Just the monitors, I think. Make sure you can
always have monitors.
Goes off. 5. Do I hit computers?
Yes. a couple of them blow up and start sparking, like, you know, this one area that you hit.
The monitors all start smoking a little bit.
So you're still in the storage room.
Dang, this suit is heavy.
So you felt the ship did land.
Yeah, I know. I know what it did. Am I still going through the stuff? Does it take a while to get all the stuff?
Luthor is seconds away from completing his master plan, you fool!
You got whatever you got.
Okay.
Which is those two items.
Oh, and the wristwatches.
Oh, and the wristwatches, that's true. Roll for the wristwatches.
Number
15. Watch.
14.
Okay.
Alright, so I guess I'll fly out.
Fly with an armful loop.
No. Actually, I want to see what else is in the system. I can memorize that book passive. Yeah, shit. May come in handy one day.
Sure. Perhaps if you'd destroyed the real flux capacitor during all these rounds you were fucking around in the ship, Luthor wouldn't be about to become a god, you fuck.
He's fine. We're fine.
Everyone's fine.
Anyway.
How are you?
So are you trying to memorize the flux capacitor plan?
Sure.
Alright, make a roll.
You know, if he does take over the world, we can build another one and travel back in time and stop him. See? That's genius. That's why they call me genius.
Except he'll be simultaneously coexistent at every point in time and nothing stop you from building a flux capacitor.
You will?
Yeah. Don't you remember what you read about his plan?
He never said anything about coexisting.
I thought it was pretty obvious.
Scientist times 2 plus your die roll. You need a pretty high roll.
About 19.
Oh, okay. 19 and scientist is 9?
Yeah.
37, a decent die roll?
7, 26, 13.
Height?
Okay, that's good.
Aha! Wait a minute, this will never work. I say, the plan has this flaw. You need to go at the speed of 88 miles per hour. And the lab is not moving as far as I know.
It'll never work. So you're on the wrong side of the force field.
Yeah, did this jitterbug take Shannon?
Yeah.
And I fireballed some computers.
Uh-huh.
Does Luthor appear to be ignoring that fact?
He hasn't acted yet.
Okay. You know,
and what he does,
you can do a multi-attack and attack more than one unit.
You do less damage.
Well, I guess I might as well try to take out the force field. I got nothing else to do, right?
Sure.
There's no enemies. There's no.
Just so your. You know, the other hero.
What?
Possible target. You can hone your skills by attacking.
Could be, now's the time to go rogue.
Yeah. Maybe Luthor will employ you.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. I'll go rogue. I'll suck at Ooh's powers.
You can suck my powers.
That little girl's sucking you.
It is rogue. It's sucking me.
It's sucko.
Doesn't rogue suck too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said go rogue, suck power.
But doesn't she...
It's uncontrollable. She can't help it. If she touches someone, and thus, alas, she may never know less.
Luther said, you fool!
Can't she use a condom?
body condom.
Like,
how could you, my twin brother, do this to me?
Damn you!
I knew you lost you.
That's a good question.
Yeah, how can you turn on your family like
that? I'm pretty sure that's not really Lex Luthor.
What do you think that?
Hard to tell, it's a satirical module.
Yeah.
Sure.
And,
it's a different sort of Luthor.
Okay.
You have your thing up.
Carry the two, that's still 50 points of damage.
Is
25 trouble. What's that mean?
That means you're way out.
So it's half of 50, not quite as bad.
Well, what's your body?
5.
Alright, so you take 5 points, that leaves 20, and then at 1/5, you take 4 more. Yeah. So you're at
four.
Minus 4.
You're almost dead.
Okay.
If you'd done 30 points of damage, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
At that point.
Well, what are you shooting with?
Oh, he's got a
power beam.
Yeah.
Like iron. No, I-beams. Wait a minute.
No, he's got a glass from his, you know, gauntlet.
Oh, he's actually wearing a suit?
Yeah, he's wearing a suit.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
So am I. It's just not a power suit.
It's the height of fashion.
That's true.
Alright, and then at that point,
a bunch of computers.
Superman shows up.
Takes care of Luthor.
So,
takes care of Luthor.
Two beams of energy. Go out and converge here.
At the flux capacitor.
Target platform, where Ambush Book happens to be standing on. Bathing him in
radiation.
Crimson?
Solar radiation.
Solar radiation.
Various radiation.
Turns into
and then, there's a big explosion. And everybody's knocked down.
Knocked down?
Yeah.
I'm not down
or out.
I'm through a force field.
Yeah.
And I have my own force field.
Yeah.
Big explosion.
It's a dramatic effect.
It's
don't
a dramatic effect
it.
Explosion. Okay.
Says Dave, dramatic effect.
What's that mean?
Got no defense against that, he says.
So you got anti-dramatic effects, too.
Yeah, you're right. No can defense.
Alright. So when you pick yourself up,
there's 3 Lex Luthors.
No, Luthor 2 and me there.
Hey, he didn't get knocked open. Down?
He got up.
Cheater.
But he got up.
Got up before you guys.
He got up before you guys. Because he's really fast. When he really wants to be. Which is not too often.
Right. But getting up is important.
Okay, but dramatically getting up before the rest of you, that's important.
Kind of a lazy supervillain. I don't feel like being fast right now.
He looks in shock and horror over the place where Ambush Book used to be. It's now a little smoking.
He's dead.
No, he was sent back in time. Now he's going to take Ambush first.
He shall raid!
Well, we already knew that was going to happen because that's how we got into the meeting that we had earlier.
Okay. So we stop him now, which is earlier.
Right.
We didn't really stop him. He's still alive. He's going to kill you all because he's pissed.
Okay.
So we just made this caffeine-induced bug.
You went downstairs, or you
all
went?
Powerful.
I was memorizing.
Oh, you were memorizing. Okay. So the three, you were still awake. I guess you do something while Luther's looking around, going,
"What the hell?"
Force field. The force field's down?
Yeah. Everything's kind of broken.
Okay.
Good thing the Promethean will...
All
computers,
Everything's all broken?
Yeah, everything's all broken.
I go see if he's okay.
Good thing I can reproduce a flux capacitor, I say.
Did he get knocked into his natural demonic state?
No.
But he did that you knew. Demon.
But next week, you won't.
I go check and make sure he's not dead.
Nope.
Not that I could do anything anyway.
You can. You can spend fuel points to get him up.
Yeah.
I won.
Yeah, you won.
The biggest one in charge of the way.
What's up, Lex Luthor? Okay. I hit you.
I guess that's it, Luthor.
I tried to stop you. I knew how this ended.
But it's a work ruin.
If you'd only listened to me.
Oh, well. At least it wasn't Superman. He has 40 stairs.
Hey, come back here.
Can't?
You're under arrest.
Oh. Ah! He says. Turns around. He's walking towards the stairs.
Hey, no, really.
could you
I go grab him. He'll throw me away. I have to at least try.
That's true.
You have to try. I'll join you with trying to jingle in my way.
You see two spearing spots on the upstairs. Yeah,
so you try to actually grab him?
Uh-huh.
Alright, go ahead and roll. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you know, that's pretty automatic because he wasn't trying to stop you.
Okay.
So you grab him, he looks at you, and now he's going to do a roll.
I want to do initiative too.
Ooh, I'm in trouble.
I roll a 14.
Does he want to go fast now?
11.
34 for you.
He's
only got a 52 base. Alright, 64. Does he go first?
No! I got 63!
Okay.
Oh well. So much
for you.
Punch him in the face, it's not covered.
He knocks me into next county.
He grabs you and he throws you.
Okay.
So I just say a normal attack and then the damage is actually just distance.
Can I use my flight to slow myself down?
Sure.
Only if you're throwing into the air. If it's the wall, right? Right next to you. I watch a cartoon. I don't know how it works.
Okay, so it's just normal. You have 12, 37, right, it's 2017. I don't know how far that is.
Really far.
17,
18.
Come on, you live somewhere in the middle Pacific.
Alright.
125 miles.
I fly back. That'll take me approximately 4 seconds.
Sure. Do you want to do
actually
something?
Less than that.
So you fly back next time.
Me?
No. Well, you fly back.
Indeed, yeah.
On my action, I fly back. I can't barrel into him, can I?
This is suicide, but I'm going to try to entangle him with my whip.
Right.
All right.
No.
I come back with a suicide. Feel a dead body. Oh, yeah, what happened here?
Good arm, I tell him. When I come back.
Ooh, doesn't he have... genetically altered intelligence?
No, I think
he's
just naturally
smart.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so. We all know from Smallville.
He's naturally a supra genius.
Altered history, that's post-crisis.
Luther 2, do you want to do something?
This is pre-crisis.
Luther 2.
I'm going to start, I'm going to try and cast a spell to return my appearance to its natural form.
Okay.
Natural form?
Meaning done.
All right.
turn into a demon, you'd freak him out.
Trigon.
Doesn't go off this round. We'll try that again next.
Okay. Well, you okay? So you are
I'm memorizing the thing.
You're done doing that. What do you want to do?
Any other good device that I can memorize every single. I just got off. Wait, can I?
You have to buy a gadget.
You should float an air biscuit.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to memorize it.
You should float an air biscuit in this giant bathroom.
Ooh, I can check out the bathroom. That is true. You guys are fine, right? Let me go check out the bathroom.
Well, just 35
by 35 bathroom. Wow! I sit on the throne there. This is nice. Going just like this at headquarters.
Shampoo is better. I make the
clean. What do you
want to do? Bald.
What are you looking at, Swan? Billy Madison?
Shit.
Not anymore.
Sitting there in the bathtub having an argument between the shampoo and the conditioner.
I don't think I want. I want parsley.
Ah, fuck.
Nice. Is it the heated, the seat?
Yeah.
The tiles on the floor are probably heated too, right? They got heat coming up from under them.
It's not too hot, not too cold.
The floor.
Actually, it's body temperature.
Do we want to go? Don't you want it to be cold so they can get it a little bit?
No.
No.
Really?
You want it to linger.
No, I want it cold, get it over with.
I don't think hot or cold really matter how much.
Alright, I'm gonna...
That's for me.
How
about you guys? Weirdo?
I'll try to... I guess I'll try.
Too much information!
We've got a little constipation problem. He needs to stop down.
Oh my god, so see! Ooh!
Sometimes warm is... I don't know, depends on my mood, I guess.
Warm is slower for you?
What mood makes you want to grab some water?
Rewind the tape. All right.
Published to the world.
Excellent.
We hope nobody listens to this.
Ooh, cool.
I'll just start posting the links to RPGNet.
This is a bunch of losers.
Yeah, it is. Pretty sad.
I'll put it on the front page.
Okay.
Flash of it.
Luther says...